Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So there's a story out of Houston today that somebody was, what, looking for a sandwich, right? A Popeye's chicken sandwich, is that right, Olive?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody wanted one of them Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and they didn't have it. So what did they, so they left the baby in the car.
Yeah.
And a couple of gals and some guys go in there, and they didn't have any chicken sandwiches, and then they pulled out a gun.
Mm-hmm. But luckily, the employees had already locked the doors on them before they could come in.
So that's where that story is. They're still looking for these people. You can't do that. And I've had this question on my mind ever since this story broke. That is the fact that Popeyes has run out of chicken sandwiches. How hard is it to make a chicken sandwich? You got chicken, and you got some buns and some secret sauce. You got a chicken sandwich. I mean, literally, that's what it is. Now, I know it's not the same piece of chicken you get when you get a chicken thigh or breast over there, but it's they got chicken, and they got sandwiches. Make chicken sandwiches. How hard is this? I was thinking of my friend Kevin Molitor, who was in a really funny video that we made a couple of years ago on National Watermelon Day. And we posted it on Facebook. In fact, we've reposted it on my Facebook page. It shows how he is literally an award-winning fruit carver. And what he did with a watermelon for us is pretty hilarious and amazing. It's on the WGN King John Facebook page. But Kevin is also a chef and a food recipe creator for restaurants. Right now, he is the strategic business director of Innova Flavors in the Chicago area. And I asked Kevin to kind of give me some insight into this story. Hey, Kevin, it's John. You're back on the air. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, John? Doing great, thanks.
So what do you do for a living again?
I'm the strategic business unit director for Innova Flavors. We do customized flavorings, natural flavorings for food manufacturers. So I've been doing this about 30 years. And very, very familiar with rolling what they call LTOs, limited time only rollouts in the food industry. And it just, I was kind of, you know, you're saying they make chicken sandwiches. Why don't they just make a chicken sandwich? It is so extremely complex to create a supply chain for a new product rollout. If you look at Popeyes, they have about 3,100 stores in 25 countries. And they use everything that you have in the supply chain when you set this up has to be, they're usually pretty much custom made just for Popeyes in this case. And you have to remember that, you know, chicken is a natural product. So the process of forecasting goes all the way back to the farmers that are raising chickens. So like I said, the complexity of overestimating or underestimating raw material needs, it's a huge issue for major restaurant chains.
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many ingredients that go into this thing. I mean, they have to forecast for specialty brioche buns, special batter mix, which is a buttermilk made marinade, breading mixes, fresh chicken. So it is more complex than just saying grab some chicken and just kind of put it on a bun, because there's super, super tight specs that have to be done for every one of these products when they go into rollout.
So Are chicken sandwiches like this, and I presume it's similar at other fast food or fast casual restaurants, are they made on site, or do they make all of these chicken patties in a warehouse in St. Louis and then ship them out, and everybody gets them that way?
The answer is yes to both. You know, to both those. There's some chains that'll have, they're called further processed, you know, like pre-dusted, batter, breaded chicken that's par fried and then frozen and sold in, you know, a bag and a box, you know, that they can just take and put in the fryer. But in the case of Popeyes, they use fresh chicken in the restaurant. You know, they marinate the product for at least like 12 hours, and then they hand batter and bread the product on premise. So again, if you, you know, I think I read that Popeyes forecasted that they would have enough raw materials to run into September, and they ran out of it in like 2 weeks in August. It just the social media just blew this thing up, you know, and everybody just wanted to compare it against, you know, their competitors. So
who have you?
I just think they.
And evidently they got the recipe right. I mean, I don't know what, I haven't had the sandwich yet. Wendy did. I don't know how I had the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I think that is the best damn food I've ever had. And I don't like crispy chicken. I like the soft, kind of softer chew, but whatever. Evidently, they got the recipe right on this. Did you try the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, it was gone before I could get over to try it.
Did you go in with a gun and shoot the place up because you couldn't get it?
No. I don't want it that bad.
What have you done that I have tasted, or where have you worked that I've gone?
You know, usually we try to keep, you know, the customer base that we work with kind of private. But, you know, just like I've done product development with, you know, every of the top, you know, pizza chains, all the top QSR burger chains, you know, the largest Italian chain, largest seafood chains. You know, my background's always been seasoning blends and flavors. So, you know, we're a component that is either added at the restaurant level or added in the manufacturing site that puts the whole product together that sends it, sells it to the end chain. So, you know, we're like a piece of the whole finished product.
Okay, well, you told me off the air, so, but you don't want to say on the air, and I'll respect that. But I have the list of restaurants you've developed recipes for, and every one of them are major American household names. We know these are the big players, and you've been doing the seasonings and things like that for them. And coming up with the flavor recipes, I wonder if they know in advance, like, if it was this good, how did they not know that people just weren't going to lose their minds about it?
Well, you know, you have R&D, you know, research folks that, you know, obviously studied Chick-fil-A very, very intensely to find out, you know, to get something that would be better or at least on par with their sandwich. And so there's a ton of research that goes into that up front. The issue with this particular launch is their procurement team really didn't have any bar to measure against as far as what they think the launch would do, because they've never done a chicken sandwich before. So I think they were just overwhelmed by it as well. And then plus the market, I mean, you could not ask for better marketing.
Well, isn't that an interesting point? Do you think this is legitimate?
I'm just speculating, but I think it is. Because me personally, if I was running a chain, why would I want to stop that massive amount of sales?
We called the restaurants in the area. Elif and I were on the phone with various Popeye's franchises, and they're all franchises. It's not company-owned stores. So we were on the phone with various stores in the Chicago area, and they said, if you're coming for a chicken sandwich, wait 2 or 3 weeks. The one store I talked to in the city, for instance, said they had the last chicken sandwich they sold was last Friday, and they don't think they're going to get any more for 2 or 3 weeks. Now, maybe it's good for business because Popeye's is still on top of mind. People want to try their chicken, and even if you can't get a sandwich, maybe you're inclined to swing by now. But you're
right.
That's an interesting point. I'm not going to go there unless they have this damn sandwich, and there's no point going there right now because they said it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at it again, like you mentioned, it's not just chicken. It's not just a brioche bun or the sauce or the pickles. It's all of those things, and all of those have been customized and spec'd for Popeye's. So, you know, they've got to, you know, fill the bakery plant back up and get time in there to run production on that. They've got to have the chicken, you know, processed, and, you know, they've got to get new orders of, you know, batter and breading, marinade, et cetera. So, I mean, it goes all the way down the line backwards that they have to get all that, you know, together first before they can relaunch this.
Maybe this will work to their advantage in the long run in that the same way, follow me now, you loved Game of Thrones, and you would wait a year and a half for the next episode. And when the next episode came up, you were just so jazzed for it. So maybe telling everybody, no, you got to wait 3 weeks, is just going to create a whole second insane wave of people trampling over each other trying to get at it, you know?
That'll happen.
By the way, Deb wanted to say something. You're on WGN Radio. Hi, Deb. You're on the air.
Hi. There's actually a Tennessee man that's filed a $5,000 lawsuit against Popeye's for deceptive practices and emotional distress.
Emotional distress, mind you.
He said he wasted so much time running from Popeye's to Popeye's, and he was also scammed on Craigslist. He tried to buy one for $24.
$24. Oh, that's funny. Wow, that's great. Thanks for the phone call, Deb. Have a good day. John, we went to Popeyes. We went to Popeyes the first time for chicken. Guess what? They were out of chicken. John, if they're out of chicken sandwiches, why do they still have that commercial on TV? I don't know the answer to that. Are they still running it? Henry said, John, do you like the Chick-fil-A sandwiches takes the position on LGBTQ issues? I don't like that. But boy, it's a good sandwich. It's 2:51 on WGN. If you've tried one of those, I'd be interested in your quick review here, please. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you've tried one of the Popeye's chicken sandwiches, really? Is this worth the wait? Do you remember, what was the donut chain that everybody just lost their minds for?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. What did you think of that? That was a pretty good product, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean, the one that opened up in Woodridge, they had police directing traffic into it. It's crazy.
Yeah, think about that. Kevin Molitor is a food specialist. When I called him earlier today, you can tell he's calling from his kitchen now. He comes up with recipes for major food chains that you have tried and are still eating at these days. And I asked him to give us some insight into the business. 312-981-7200. Talk to Patrick. Hi, Patrick. You're on the air. How good or good bad was it?
Very disappointing. I like the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A also. So basically, the Popeye spicy chicken sandwich is a plain breaded chicken sandwich with spicy sauce on it.
You were disappointed. Patrick, thank you for the phone call. How about Ron? You tried it. What did you think?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Ron.
Oh, hey, hi, John. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I live over in Michigan City, and I called there on Friday, and they had to get some in and so on and so forth. But I tried the sandwich. I was not all that impressed with it.
I wonder, thanks for the phone call. If there's, you know, it's now we've oversold it. It's like when everybody says it's a great TV show or movie, it can never live up to the hype. Mike, you're on the air. What did you think?
Yeah, hi, John. Yeah, my wife and I, we've had those a couple of times. We get them in Buffalo Grove. At least they used to have them in Buffalo Grove. I haven't been there for about a month. But we just thought they were okay. I'd give it about maybe a 6 or 7 out of a 10. They put mayonnaise on it, which I don't really like.
Ah.
And my favorite, I don't like Chick-fil-A either, but my favorite is Wendy's. I think they have the best chicken and spicy chicken sandwich around.
Thanks for the phone call. I was thinking we'd get Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's. They do a chicken sandwich. Whoever's got them out there, line them all up. Elif will have to do all the work on this. We'll have them in here. They'll be nice and hot, and then we'll try them. We did this with the best hamburgers in the city of Chicago with the Tribune a couple of months ago. Problem is we can't get the sandwich. We can't compare it until for another few weeks maybe. Okay, thanks for the calls, everybody. Any last comments or observations from you, Mr. Smart Food Guy, Kevin Molitor?
I just, you know, it just stuns me when most people just, you know, think that food just shows up, you know. Yeah. It's such a complicated process to make this happen, you know, and do it seamlessly. So I honestly, in my heart, believe that this was just a great underestimation of how popular this thing would take off due to social media. I mean, it just blasts everywhere, and everybody just runs to get these things. So I just find it incredible, and you just cannot imagine the volume that goes through these chains. I mean, I did one on a pizza that was selling 400,000 pizzas a month. It's incredible numbers. So I just think they just got caught short on this.
Right,
and,
right. You walk into a store and you go, wait, why don't you have a chicken sandwich? And they say, you don't understand. We needed to make 7.3 million to be distributed across the world last Tuesday, and they just couldn't keep up. So I can see how, if you think about it as a corporate level, if you don't have the product to meet the demand, it's not the local guy's problem. Okay, at least not to fix. It's 2:58. I'm out of time. Kevin, let's visit with you in the studio sometime again. Thanks for saying hi.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Take care. You betcha. Kevin Molitor.